Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, October the 12th. Sorry if you guys may not be able to hear me as good as I would like. But I'm standing outside right now waiting for my Uber. It's what, about 5 a.m. I'm in Uniondale, Long Island, New York. I'm waiting to hurry up and, you know, my Uber so I could go to the airport, then head on to Kansas City, and then rent a car, drive to the University of Kansas, and see everyone go crazy over Joel Embiid, you know, a little homecoming for the big fella. You know, they play Friday night in the Sprint Center. In Kansas City, but they're going to practice at the University of Kansas today. But hey, he deserves the love. He deserves the love. I mean, hey, people may even say may have chance of underpaid after he signed that $146 million extension. And the reason why I'm saying that is last night, Wednesday night, here in Uniondale, Joel put on a show. The brother finished with 22 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block in 14 minutes and 45 seconds. You know, the question heading into this game was, how much more improved would the 76ers be with Joel Embiid? I mean, let's face it. The Sixers are 1-3 in the preseason, you know, after winning last night. The other three games, they looked horrible. I mean, you know, there's no other way of putting it. You know, Ben Simmons had his bright spots. You know, J.J. Redick had his bright spots. You know, other guys had their bright spots. But on a real deal, it was like the team didn't look good at all. And now they look like a team deserving of all their hype, all the hype. Now, again, I know it was the Brooklyn Nets. I know that this was just one game. But when you look at and you see the things that this team did with the big fella back, you have to say that this team is vastly improved. And you have to say that the Sixers got him, believe it or not, got a bargain of getting him for just $146 million. Yes, I said just $146. But, you know, the big fella played well. The 76ers, they have to be pleased. They have to be fine. Now, I tell you this. I was wondering if I was going to see some him, you know, favoring his knee or anything else like that. I didn't see that at all. No. The one thing that I did see was him fall on the ground a couple of times, which to me, you know, was a cause for concern, so to speak. But then when you factor it in and you realize that, you know what, this might have been good for him on this particular game to do that, just because it's like we'll find out how he's going to react to the knee. As crazy as it sounds. And, you know, he reacted well. I mean, he didn't show any ill effects. You know, there was one time where I looked down and I was like, wow, I hope everything is okay. I hope the brother gets up. But, you know, he looked good. Now, the one thing is his conditioning has to get better, but that's to be expected. I mean, let's face it. You know, he missed some time. This is the first time him going all out like that. He's going to get tired. But I do believe that he'll be fine, you know, moving forward. I mean, I'm just telling you, the brother looked good. He played well. And if Sixers fans, I would be, if I was a Sixers fan, I would be excited about the whole thing. Hey, I want to thank y'all for listening. Have a great day. My Uber driver is here. That's the only reason why I'm cutting this short. But, hey, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace.